I've taken an entire year's worth of biology curriculum and compiled it into 40 video lectures for you. The video series covers every single NGSS life science standard, and it's available exclusively for you on teacherspayteachers.com. Link is in the description. So again, if you or somebody you know would benefit from this, spread the word.
I think it's a little of both of what evolution and the Bible. I think it could be a mixture of both. Bible says, you know, God poofed it out of his mouth, you know, said it and it was there, and he made it in 5 days. Well, 5 days to us is 24 hours, but, you know, that's our concept of time. We made up a day. I mean, somebody made up a day as 24 hours at some point in life. But let's say a day was 10 million years. So one day he made something from evolution, the basic cells, and it evolved over 10 million years into what it was. And then the second day, the next 10 million years, he made the stars and all that, and then 10 more million years, the third day, he made the plants and all the little organisms and cells. And so then at the time he made man, that's why the world looks as old as it is, but in reality, I don't think it's that old.
So you think it's many millions of years, but not billions of years old?
It just depends on how old or if science proves. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I don't know all the facts, but I don't know the oldest date they have. Whatever the oldest date they may have, you could.
I mean, we can see billions of light years.
So if we're saying billions, you know, the second day when Bible says God made the stars and all the cosmos and all of that, that may have taken, like you're saying, it could have taken a billion years.
Right. Okay. So here's the problem with thinking this way. The Bible says one thing. The evidence says something completely different. So what we're doing is saying we're letting the evidence inform us of what the Bible meant, when the best explanation is the Bible's just wrong, or the Bible, some people say the Bible, it's not that it's wrong, it's not even wrong, because it's a story, and the story was never meant to be understood as, like, literal or anything like that.
Well, the concept of that whole thing of that belief of evolution and the is the sixth day it said that God made a man. And there is no proof, like if you made a 40-year-old man, because he didn't make a baby, he made a full-grown man. So if he made a man in one day, that one-day-old man is also 40 years old. So it's hard to understand, like, okay, the dude's one day old, but he's also 40 years old. So he's almost both, right? Would that not be the concept of that? I mean, that's what the Bible says. It says it made a man, not a baby.
That has nothing to do with what I just said, like, at all.
But that's the concept of the galaxy being older than it looks.
Yeah, God has a dishonest, deceitful creation. I mean, I get it. Here's the deal. If all of our measurements that we ever made confirmed that the earth is only as old as the Bible says it is, then that would be great. That would be positive evidence for what the Bible says. Instead, literally not a single piece of evidence even remotely points to earth being as old as the Bible says, life being...
But that would be the
life
of the man.
Being come about through miraculous creation or anything like that. So what we're doing is we are changing the way we view God based on the data, which is just, it's so backwards. And yes, I know I'm blue. I can't do anything about it. Sorry.
Yeah. But if you look at, like, a man, a 40-year-old man, you do evidence on that. If you go and look at him, poke him, prod him, and you say, okay, yeah, the dude's not one day old, but he appeared.
Okay, if somebody came up to you and was 40 years old and told you I was born yesterday, what would you say?
That would be crazy.
Okay, what if they told you, oh, I was just born looking like this?
So you would think that would be crazy. But if
okay, so the Bible is crazy.
But if it actually happened, then is it crazy?
I'm very upset.
Okay, so what evidence do we have that that's what happened? None. What we have to do is we have to take the evidence we have and just say, this is how God did. What you're doing is you're defining your God and the way it works into existence by making the evidence, you're making your God conform to the evidence instead of in any way letting any evidence tell you anything about your God. Anyways, the thing about life, like, oh, and he created man. No, literally all of the evidence we have suggests that we aren't a creation because we are related to other things on this planet, which is exactly what you would expect if evolution is true and humans weren't created differently or separately from anything.
Well, that was just my little thought process of it. Again, I wasn't trying to prove or disprove, but that was just a little bit of what I've learned. And not to say I don't disbelieve in the whole evolution process. Like I said, it could very well be that whole deal, but just our understanding of it is to say that I know exactly how it all happened would be completely ignorant of me to say, because I can't say, oh, we all come from evolution, because where did it all start from, you know? I mean, the cells had to come somewhere. They couldn't just pop up out of nothing. So there has to be something else I don't understand in the evolutionary process.
Like, in a way, yeah, sure, that's fine. But if you're going to claim, it's definitely true that evolution and God creating life can both be true, but we only have evidence of one, and so we have no reason to believe the other.
But that was my ignorant process, because where would all the evolutionary come from? I mean, it has to start something. So just to say that is true by itself is not a good answer to me. So that almost proves there is something else.
Yeah, but it doesn't prove what that something else is. It certainly doesn't.
But it leaves room.
Certainly doesn't.
Something. Something is something.
Yeah, but if it could be anything, then we have no reason to go with any particular view. But everything we know about life is non-miraculous. So the idea of a miraculous creation of life, there's just nothing to go off of.
Stances on, you know, where does, you know, spirituality, where should spirituality have a place, or whether it should have a place?
So typically what I say with regard to faith is that faith is epistemologically useless. Now, excuse me, is it something that people in the real world use to help them through the day, to get through, to settle for comforting thoughts for life's biggest questions and things like that? Yeah, and I don't belittle people for doing that by any means. It's very natural. It's very normal. And then I'm not sure exactly what you mean to with regard to spirituality, I guess, but I just care about, like, I hear people probably think that I think much less of religion than I do, but that's because I'm always trying to advocate for the facts, not a way to live your life. I don't really care all that much. I think people should have the freedom to believe whatever they believe and practice it, to have the freedom to practice it so long as it doesn't affect the lives of others. And that's where there is some quite a lot of negativity associated with it. So you can let me know if that didn't quite answer your question. If it did, I want to know what exactly you mean by spirituality.
Okay, so essentially, from my point of view, I'm not trying to argue that it's, you know, the only one, but I think that both science and spirituality are two ways or two of the tools that humanity has reached or has, you know, developed over the course of history to answer some of the questions or some of the big questions, essentially. And with regards to that, what I feel is, like, historically speaking, the way that we look at science is something relatively recent in historical terms. So, what I mean by that is that, you know, the scientific movement as we think of it right now, or as it stands, is what, give or take, about 300 years old, ever since the Enlightenment. And, you know, there's a whole body of knowledge that comes way before that, that is not necessarily centered around experimental observation. And that's where I think the difference is. You know, I used to really think that you actually held somewhat of, like, a contempt for that. I'm glad to know that that's not necessarily the case.
You know, there's no polite way to say what you believe in is not only false but useless. There's no polite way to say that. There just isn't. That is how I feel. I typically don't try to say it that way unless people come up here and tell me, no, the answers that you science types have discovered by doing the scientific method are false because they disagree with my religious beliefs. Then I don't respect that, and I'm not going to be nice about it.
Yeah, for sure. So essentially, I just wanted to come on here and just ask that question a lot initially, because I've caught quite a bit of these lives where you debate with actual people who are, you know, proselytizing or trying to defend the Bible as the only way to explain the universe and to explain reality. And I didn't quite know if that's how you felt about generally spirituality or just Christian thought and that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's where I'm at with it. I'd just be repeating stuff I already said, but I'm not as much of an anti-theist as people probably think I am. That's essentially what I would say. And I get why religion is important to people and why we have an inclination toward religious beliefs. None of that really surprises me all that much. And when you look around at people who are very much like, they're not in a religion, they don't believe in God or whatever, the majority of those people still believe in dumb stuff like haunted houses, or that if they buy a $900 bottle from Gwyneth Paltrow's website that has a piece of amethyst in it, that recharges the water that they drink, or some stupid shit like that. Or they, instead of, I mean, they'll do identity politics based off of not religion, but, you know, class, race, things like that. And those, so much of that is so nutty because it looks and sounds exactly like dogmatic fundamentalist religious beliefs. They have, how do you want to say it? They have their own taboos and they have their own graven images and their own commandments that thou shalt not violate or else you get, excoriated by them. It's actually kind of funny. And sports, the psychology of fanatical sports fans is so much like the way people go to war over religion. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's actually really tribal. I actually remember one of the lives that you had.
Tribal, yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Where this guy was trying to like somehow prove that he had like this book on the theory of everything. Just yep. So basically it was essentially what I'm doing right now, which is basically just yapping all over the place because this isn't actually my first language, so it's hard to find the words. But yeah, this man just came up with a massive book of nonsense and just tried defending it basically through, you know, it has maths in it. And you had like this PhD and it candidate.
It didn't have one equation in the whole thing. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I was listening to one of your videos and you were talking about free will. And I kind of just wanted to get your view on free will and why you don't believe in it.
Oh, well, I guess I would say that I'm mostly a determinist for the most part. I think that things in the universe don't happen unless the laws of physics dictate that they will happen. And so for that literally applies to everything. We are merely physical beings. And our behavior and our thought process and all that is wildly complicated, layer upon layer upon layer upon substructure upon layer upon, you know, just there's so many things that happen that it's complex. It's very complicated, but I don't think that it isn't still predetermined. And the biggest thing about that is everything about what we do, say, think, or whatever is mediated through this bottom-up process, not a top-down process. So bottom-up, it begins with atoms and molecules and cells and tissues, and then finally, you know, the brain, organ, and then us, the individual. And nobody disagrees that those fundamental steps, those beginning steps, aren't merely deterministic. They can seem, well, I'll get to that later. They aren't, nobody really disagrees that they aren't merely deterministic. And so there's no room for all of a sudden some sort of free will to come out through that. The only, people try to say, you know, like there's an element of randomness that gives us our free will, but randomness doesn't mean free will in any sense. It also doesn't mean that it's not predetermined. Well, kind of, I guess in a sense, even for what's probably a better example is even things that can't be, how do I say this? There are certain things that like literally can't be calculated ahead of time. There are like mathematical demonstrations of this, but they're still deterministic, even though they can't be known ahead of time. So I don't want to ramble too much, but I just bring those up because those are attempts people used to say like there is some sort of free will that exists, but it doesn't, all it does is give you a mystery. It doesn't actually describe free will in any sense.
Okay. I suppose it makes sense, not like denying anything you said. It's like it's more of a case that I don't really understand where you were coming from. and I also don't know what determinism is. I'm not going to lie to you. Haven't looked that up.
It's just basically the idea that things in the universe are like predetermined. I don't know. I can give you a like a real definition of it. Determinism definition. We all have loose associations with words, even for important words on things we believe in. And I'm not very great at just pulling out definitions out of my ass all the time. But anyways, the doctrine that all events, including human actions, are ultimately determined by causes external to the will. So there you go. Halley's Comet orbits the sun because of external forces that it can't control. And my thoughts are that way as well. My thoughts, okay, and my actions. So,
Okay, yeah, I definitely had a loose understanding because the way I was, I guess, taking it was everything is predetermined by, I don't know, some like being or some factor aside from like cause and effect. I guess it was more in a supernatural sense, even though I don't believe in that, and it just confused me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was it, man. I really appreciate it.